This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
You're listening to the Kona Edge. I am Brad Brown. Thank you for joining me today. It's time to chat some Ironman nutrition. And last week we heard from an athlete who I reckon in the age group ranks for 2018 on the Big Island. It's a name you're going to hear. I'm willing to put some money on it, okay? I'm talking about Dr. Dan Plews. He's a former guest here on the podcast, and he's been doing some amazing things in the build-up to Ironman Kona in 2018. But he's also teamed up with S Fuels, who are the sponsor of this edition of the Kona Edge. Finally, endurance athletes have a choice. That's to hydrate and fuel muscles without sugary drinks or gels, without the sugar swings, without the sugar gut issues, and without sugar inflammation. S Fuels Ultra Endurance Drink Mix and their range of bars hydrates, fuels, and supports the gut and muscles in ultra endurance training and racing. If you'd like to try out S Fuels, you can right now, absolutely risk-free. They give you a 100% money-back guarantee on your first order, as well as throwing in free shipping, so you've got absolutely nothing to lose. Go check them out. The website to get to is thekonaedge.com/S-Fuels. That's S-F-U-E-L-S. The link is below this podcast as well. You can click straight through from whatever podcast player you're listening to. That's thekonaedge.com/S-Fuels. S-F-U-E-L-S. Trust me, go check them out. I've heard some amazing things about the product. And if you're struggling with your Ironman nutrition strategy and you want to try something out, I don't think you'll go wrong with S-Fuels. So go check it out. That's thekonaedge.com/S-Fuels. Coming up on today's podcast, we touch base with Crystal Hockley once again and talk a little bit about her Ironman nutrition strategy. Before we do that, though, with just over 11 weeks to go to race day on the Big Island, let's touch base with Dr. Dan Plews.
Hi everyone, Dan Plews here. Welcome to Do You Know Kona? So this is week 11, so we're 11 weeks out now from the Kona World Championships. And this week we're just going to talk a little bit about the heat. Kona's notorious for being a very hot place, and the heat can really take its toll and be detrimental to performance. So a few top tips to try and beat the heat. Number one would be heat acclimatization. So make sure that you have in your program, your training program, some ideas around getting into the heat before the race so your body can make some of those physiological adaptations that are key to beating the heat. Normally around 10 days is the required amount of time to be in an environment to really get adjusted. Number two, be aware of what you're putting on your skin. This is in the case of Vaseline. So sometimes the Vaseline can actually block the pores and make you feel even hotter. Make sure you're wearing sunscreen on the race, because sunburn can also really affect the ability to cool. And last of all, ice sponges. So on the run, you'll find there are a lot of ice sponges, but the trick is how to use these properly. So number one, you can put these down your top or you can put them down your shorts, but what's really effective is actually holding onto these ice sponges in the hands and trying just to squeeze out that water gradually until you get to the next aid station. The surface of the skin on the hands is very cutaneous, which means it's a very effective cooling mechanism. Until next time, thanks very much and see you all soon.
We chat some nutrition here on the podcast today. Crystal Hockley joining us once again. Crystal, welcome back onto the podcast. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me again, Brad.
Crystal, you mentioned in your first chat that you and your husband have really sort of, I don't want to say simplified your life, but you've made triathlon a priority work-wise. You shifted your career slightly to allow training better. And I'm taking it's across all aspects of your life. Have you made major changes as far as nutrition goes and the way you fuel yourselves as well?
Yeah, definitely. Things have evolved since we started. My husband's pretty focused on nutrition, but we're both very, very different. I'm vegetarian and he's a massive meat eater. So, we definitely have a big focus on nutrition, but we're both quite different.
Tell me about racing and racing competitively as a vegetarian. Tell me sort of your day to day. How do you? I mean, what is a day to day nutrition plan for you look like?
For me, I generally keep things pretty simple, to be honest. I eat pretty much the same thing every day. Basically just, breakfast is like porridge, nuts and seeds and fruit. And then, usually snacks in the morning is generally a smoothie or something like that. Lunch is always eggs and veggies, and dinner is always veggies and a bit of, protein, and then some snacks between, usually smoothies or, hummus and carrots and lots of nuts and things like that. So it's pretty clean eating. But then I also do allow myself some treats here and there.
It's all about balance, isn't it?
It's ice cream. Yes, definitely.
Tell me about the protein side of things. I think a lot of people think that you need to be smashing steaks, and you mentioned your hubby's a big meat eater, but you obviously are getting by without smashing steaks after big big sessions. How do you get the protein in that you need?
For me, usually protein powders, like I said, eggs, tofu. There's some soybean products that I use and things like that. So I generally don't have a big issue getting it in. But probably eggs are my go-to for protein. They're my favorite. I'll easily eat 3 eggs a day.
Okay. As far as race day nutrition goes, talk to me a little bit about your sort of race day nutrition plan.
Yeah, race day nutrition, I try to keep it pretty simple. I do like to have a bit of whole food. So for me on the bike, it's generally a mixture of gels and Clif bars. And then, my electrolytes are, usually just Noon tablets. And then I'll also have some BCAAs as well. And on the run, it's usually a similar, it'll be, if I can stomach some Clif bars, and then it's usually just gels and I usually have Coke, and depending on what they have at the aid stations, I might grab some of that if I feel like it. But, that's pretty much my nutrition plan at the moment.
Do you feel like you've got it dialed in, or is it something you're still tweaking and working on?
Something I think I am going to look at changing a few things around just to see, what happens. So I thought I had it dialed in, but I'm going to, play around with it a bit more and see what happens. So there's a few different things I'm going to trial. We'll see how that goes.
What's the biggest nutrition mistake you've ever made, and, what have you learned from it?
Oh, nutrition wise. For me, using some Encore in Kona, I used the Encore nutrition and it upset my tummy. That was, that wasn't too good. So I guess for me, using nutrition that you haven't trialed in training, that's a big no-no for me. And I won't do that again.
Brilliant. Crystal, it's been great catching up with you here on the Kona Edge. Thank you so much for your time. Much appreciated. And we look forward to following your progress to Kona and beyond.
Excellent. Thanks for having me, Brad.
And that's it for this edition of the Kona Edge. Thank you so much for joining me. And thank you to our sponsor, S Fuels. If you'd like to try them out, absolutely risk-free. That's with a 100% money-back guarantee on your first order. They'll also throw in free shipping for the Kona Edge listeners. Go check out thekonaedge.com/S-Fuels. S-F-U-E-L-S. We'll hear more from Dr. Dan Plews next week here on the podcast. And if you are checking out S-Fuels, make sure you use this coupon at checkout, S-Fuels at Kona. That's S-Fuels at Kona. They're going to be there at the expo as well. So if you're heading out to the Big Island, be sure to look out for the team from S-Fuels. An amazing bunch of guys with a great product as well. That URL once again to get to is thekonaedge.com/S-Fuels and use the coupon code S-Fuels at Kona on checkout.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for The Kona Edge.